Welcome to this introduction to link building for niche sites. I'm Sharon Goulet from digitalnomadwannabe.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about link building and what you might want to consider when you're working out a link building plan for your niche site. Now, basically, whenever you read about link building online, there's usually talk about three types of link building, and these are called black hat, grey hat, and white hat. Now, there's not exactly a clear-cut definition of what each of those means, but basically, you know, black hat is quite spammy link building, so it might be like setting up an automatic program to go put your link wherever it can on the internet. White hat is considered low risk or allowed techniques by Google, such as guest posting or things like even just writing quality content in the first place or doing keyword research and just hoping that means people link to you. And grey hat is somewhere in the middle. So generally, black is considered the riskiest type of link building in regards to being penalised by Google, with white hat the least risky. Now, just forget about black hat right now. We're not going to be talking about it and I don't recommend it. So grey hat and white hat is what I do for my niche sites and what I recommend. I do want to say though that every form of link building is against Google guidelines. It's not that white hat is okay and grey hat isn't. It's not like that at all. It's just about levels of risk. As soon as you are trying to build links, you are basically trying to manipulate the search engine results in Google. Okay, and when you're trying to manipulate the search engine results in Google doing this, then that's against Google guidelines. So you can get in trouble no matter sort of which of these approaches you take, but there's different levels of risk associated with that. So any actual link building can lead to a penalty. However, if you do it well, the risks are very small. Okay, even if you don't do it well, the risks are not always that big. So, you know, it's worth remembering that. And so it's also worth remembering that these things are not illegal. Sometimes people seem to get muddled up with Google guidelines and breaking the law. Okay, breaking Google's guidelines does definitely not mean that you're breaking the law. Okay, now with all of this, don't be scared or put off. Okay, plenty of people link build, and if you do it well, it's just a small calculated risk, and I think very worth it for a niche site. Okay, but I wouldn't do it for a blog that you slaved over for years. I'd be much more hesitant. You know, I don't do these things for my blogs, but for your niche site, different kettle of fish, okay? Especially because, you know, we don't want to wait 5 years slaving over this site to make money. We want to make it now, so we're going to need to link build. Now, I suggest you think about grey or white hat and you listen to this thinking about what might suit you best, okay? There's pros and cons of all the different approaches. Now, grey hat entails or can entail using private blog networks. That's how I go about it. Now, private blog network or PBN is basically when you go buy an expired domain, you put a website on it, and then you use that website to link to your niche site. Now, an expired domain is a domain that someone used to use on a website, so it was an existing website, and then for one reason or another, the domain wasn't renewed and it expired, so it's now available to go buy it. Now, what's great about an expired domain is that it already has some authority in the eyes of Google, generally, unless it was spammed or something like that. But if it was a good domain from a good solid website, then it probably already has links to it, which you can check, and it already has some authority. So if you go put a site onto that expired domain, it's like that site already has the authority of the old website, and then you use that site to link to your niche site. So it's like getting yourself a nice juicy link. Now, grey hat can also mean link buying, which is something else you may want to consider. White hat are things like guest posting, link swapping, and asking people just to link to you in relevant guides. Now, I do all of these things in my niche sites, and it's been very successful to me. You know, my three existing niche sites before I started this second case study, two of them were built primarily with PBNs, and one was built with just white hat, just link swapping, in fact. Sorry, not link swapping, just guest posting. I just wrote, I think, about 8 guest posts, so that's all it required. Now, what you should pick depends on a few factors. The main ones are time, money, and the level of risk that you want. Okay, white hat can take a lot longer. It's the biggest drawback of it. when I solely did guest posts for one of my sites, it took a long time for people to publish them. I was actually surprised because I'm not someone personally who can leave something like that for 11 months, but I had posts take up to 11 months before the person posted it. And so it took a year before I really started ranking at all. Okay. And that was even when I used people I already knew that had some type of relationship with me. Now, the upside is that ongoing involves no effort. Okay. So in a way, it's worth the wait compared to the sites that I built with PBNs where I still update them sometimes. White Hat can also be a lot cheaper than building PBNs and buying links. Okay. It can be free. It can work well if you already know people with sites. So it's especially good for people like me. If you're like me and you come from a blogging background, you can use your contacts you already have in the blogging world. So that's what I did with the guest post. So I went into a blogging group that I was a member of. I did a call out and asked who would like me to guest post for them, around the topics that my niche site were about. So that was a very effective and easy way for me to find people. But in saying that, even when I use people in my network, it still took a long time. You can also use your contacts to link swap, or you can just ask them for links. You know, if you've got a friend with a site, ask them. You know, don't be afraid to do it. Use your network. If you don't already have this, then you're going to have to take time to network. And I would suggest you try and network and create people around you that have sites rather than just emailing people you don't know at all. Also, if you want to do White Hat, you're probably going to want to spend more time on your niche site. It's another drawback. I'd recommend you make it look more blog-like and consider putting your own name on it. It's much harder to get people to link to a commercial site full of reviews and buying guides with a fake name. Okay, I've tried and I have just had bloggers, even when they know me, just say no, because even just the fake name alone is enough. They don't understand why you might not use your name. Now, there's a lot of articles out there on White Hat which make it sound far easier than what it is. They actually annoy the hell out of me because, one, I don't think they're very well written when they say, well, this stuff is easy. But mainly because I get so many requests through my blogs from people asking to guest post or to get links from my blogs for free, okay? And many of them even have exactly the same email, just, you know, obviously asking for a link to a different site, because a lot of the people writing these articles even have downloadable templates and stuff. You know, just really do yourself a favor and don't use a template like that, because it's really obvious. You know, I get multiple of these emails a day. Okay, and that's part of why I don't believe that that works. You know, there is just too many people doing it. But the main problem with what's instructed on these sites is that these emails miss an important element, and that's what's in it for me as the blogger. Okay, if you're going to try and put a guest post or a link on someone else's site, the first thing you need to do is pitch them, right? Don't just send an email asking for it. You need to pitch them, and you need to start by saying what's in it for the blogger. You know, a good blog isn't lacking content. You just providing content isn't a good enough reason for them to put effort into editing it, making it look right, adding photos, adding it to their website. All that stuff takes a surprising amount of time, okay? So there needs to be something in it for the blogger. You know, bloggers, unless they're new too, are fully aware that you are after a link and that a link has value. So to do that for you for free, they really are going to want something in return, and that's not just some piece of fluff content. So if you are going to take this route, I'm not saying it's impossible, but just think through things a little bit more. Try and build a relationship with the blogger first. And when you pitch them for a guest post, do a great pitch. Tell them what's in it for them if they host your post. Think about how to make it as attractive as possible. Okay, there's many ways you could go about this. The first one I thought of just within a couple of seconds was to look for a successful post on their blog. Okay, find what looks really successful, one that has lots of comments. Offer to write something that's on a similar topic and point out to them why you think it would get just as much buzz, you know. And also, and I wish this was obvious, but it does not seem to be for many of the people who send me these types of requests, is make sure it's well worded in correct English. Like, why would a blogger want you to write a post for them if you've got grammatical errors in your email? Now, I know that's really hard if English isn't your first language, but you have to remember that you really have to send a good pitch to these people, so you may need to get help there. So just to sum up White Hat link building, there's less risk, it costs less money and can be free. There's no reason why you have to spend money on White Hat link building. It can be a lot more work upfront. It can mean putting more effort into your niche site to make it look like a blog. But there's a huge payout, and that is better long-term viability. Okay, and I do just love, as much as I cursed doing the guest posting and how long it took and how long it took me to make money from that niche site, I love now that I don't do anything and it's all good in regards to link building. Now, grey hat link building is the other area I like to delve into. And primarily for me, this is PBX. Now, this is a fair amount of work up front. And I also update most of my PPN sites a little bit ongoing, so that's a little bit of work too. In saying that, I certainly have read many other people online saying that they never update them and they've been fine, but I guess I'm just cautious. So I try to make my PBN sites look as much like real blogs as possible, and real blogs update. I don't update every single one because I also realize that some people do start a blog and stop. I'm sure there are so many blogs out there that only have a few posts. So I think it's okay to stop some, but you know, if every single link to your website is just a blog with three posts on it, that's never updated again. Obviously, you know, there's a little bit of risk in that. If Google did a manual check, it would be quite obvious what you'd done. And there's also cost, of course, in doing this. At the very least, with a PBN, you're paying for domain registration and hosting, which that part is quite small. But if you're doing a lot of it, you might want to think about getting someone to write content for you. You're also going to want to consider buying the expired domains off a link broker, like someone who's already found them for you, because it is really time-consuming finding expired domains. There is a lot of time in that. It drives me personally a bit batty. So buying them can make it a lot easier. Although even just buying them now, they are a lot harder to find than what they were a few years ago. So if you're reading other people's advice on this topic and the post is, you know, a little bit old, not even very old, they may make it sound easier than how you find it. I just found it such a different world when I was looking at the end of last year for expired domains, compared to when I first did this, and it was only 2 years before that. So it has got a lot more difficult. I think there's a lot more people doing it, but it's definitely still achievable. But onto the positive about PBNs, and the biggest positive is the complete control. Okay, when you're building the link yourself, you can link to whatever page you want on your niche site. Okay, it can be harder with guest posting to get the links to that big buying guide, which is the primary place you would want the links. You can do that on your own PBN. You can do whatever you want. You can pick your own anchor text and you can build your links in the most optimal way possible. So there's ways that you can put links in posts to make them worth more to your niche site than other ways. And it's really hard to get them in the most optimal way when guest posting. When you do a PBN, you can do it in fabulous ways. You also have control over publishing time, so you don't have any wait. And obviously this means that you rank faster. Okay, so you're going to make money faster, and that's what is really attractive to me about grey hat link building. There's also the positive that if you ever need to change the link, like you could point it to a different page, or recently when I moved from HTTP to HTTPS, I could update all of my links immediately. So, you know, I didn't have to worry that the person would want to do it or it would take a while. I could update them all and make sure I was still getting maximum link juice from them. Now, another grey hat option is link buying. This is actually can be a lot harder than what I thought it would be when I've tried it. It's actually surprisingly tricky to find bloggers that will sell links, I found. In travel blogging, it seems to be a lot more common. I feel like I'm the only person who doesn't sell links sometimes. But in other areas, I've probably only found about 10% of people even reply, and most of those are no. So it can be difficult. It can waste a bit of time. I'm sure there's lots of easier ways, which is what I've been trying to discover. I recently joined a good Facebook group where I'm hoping it's going to work out a lot easier. I've just bought a few at the moment. I'm still waiting to see the results. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll let you know if I think it's good after I've tried it for a while longer. So there's options for looking for things like that. There's no doubt brokers out there, but of course you're going to start spending more money. So kind of all of these things depend on how much money you have to sort of cut down time. There are some services where you can buy links for basically nothing, and you'll probably come across those if you're looking for them. But the thing to remember here is that these are most probably going to be spammy, okay, when there's just like bulk link buying. Because what you have to remember is if you're paying like a couple of dollars a month for a link, that's going to be very attractive to a lot of people. So there's a lot of people paying a couple of dollars a month for links on these websites, and these websites to make money are going to be selling a ton of them. Then obviously these sites are going to look super spammy, okay? And they're going to be way more likely to get detected by Google and to get a penalty. And if those sites get a penalty, then there's every chance that penalty will also get applied to your niche site. So it is quite risky. And I wouldn't recommend it. I did a bit to two niche sites a while ago, and one of them did get de-indexed after a couple of months. The other one didn't, but I just didn't really, I don't know, I didn't like it. I didn't want this to rub off on me, so I stopped doing it. Thankfully, I mean, even within a couple of months, I made enough money to more than pay for all my costs. So, I mean, it is an option, but if you want a site that's going to last a while, I wouldn't recommend it. So to summarize Grey Hat, it's more expensive, it can be more time consuming, but it can also be fast if you're able to buy links or whatever fast. There is more risk, but there's more control. So you should rank faster and therefore make money faster. So on my new sites, I'm using PBN and I'm also doing a bit of White Hat. And that's what I did on the old ones too. I like to mix it up a bit. I kind of use my network to get myself some White Hat links. And then I'll build my PBN once. So that's the end of this introduction, and I hope it helped you better understand link building and what's the right fit for you and your niche site. I'll be talking about this more in my upcoming posts, but of course I'm going to focus on what I do. So if you're interested in other areas, you know, there's a lot of resources out there as well. Now, the bad news is with all of this, as you've probably already gathered, is that there's no super quick and easy approach. Every approach has some risk and it will take some time, especially when you're first starting out. Please don't be overwhelmed though. I know it can be super overwhelming. It's a part of the process that I personally like least, but it's worth it. Okay, it's really worth it. If you want to earn, you know, some great passive income, you'll be so thankful that you stuck with it. And like with all of these things, the way I think about it is, you know, the harder it seems, the more you don't want to do it. You know, just remember that's the more people that quit, you know, when they hit this stage. So if you don't quit, the greater chance you have of success. So push through it, just make it work, you know, put it into bite-sized chunks what you're doing and just keep working on those niche sites.